to turn now to the push to get Americans vaccinated and some people who are already getting a third shot, including President Biden. He rolled up his sleeve today for his Pfizer booster just days after the CDC recommended boosters for segments of the population, including those who are 65 and older with underlying health conditions and jobs that put them at high risk.
I know it doesn't look like it, but I am over 65. I wish I way over. And that's why I'm getting my booster shot today.
Just a couple of years. Getting Americans vaccinated remains an uphill battle. 77% of the U.S. population has gotten one dose. In New York, that number is at 70%, where there is a push right now to get healthcare workers vaccinated. And as of today, if they are not vaccinated, they can be fired. The clock is ticking as the state prepares for a critical shortage of hospital workers. And News Nation's Tom Negevin is on this story for us tonight. He's live at Mount Sinai West in Manhattan. Tom, New York's governor looking at some extreme measures this evening.
Yeah, that's for sure, Marty. A state of emergency, in fact. There are more than 450,000 people working at New York State's 214 hospitals, and all of them need to be vaccinated fully to keep their jobs. Their deadline is about 2.5 hours from right now.
I have never tested positive because I have a God-given immune system.
A healthcare worker speaks at a New York City press conference as the state lays down the law. From doctors and nurses to janitors and support staff, get vaccinated or be unemployed.
We're taking all the steps preemptively in anticipation of what I call a preventable staffing shortage.
A state of emergency would allow healthcare workers from other states, recent medical grads and retirees, along with medically certified members of the National Guard, to lend a hand in New York.
What we are looking at is potentially, you know, hundreds and hundreds of healthcare professionals and support staff not being at their workstations starting tomorrow.
By the latest numbers, that's precisely where the state stands. 84% fully vaccinated at hospitals, lower numbers at nursing homes, and thousands still holding out. Bronx hospital worker Nancy Figueroa used to be one of them.
Then I say, you know what, I'm going to do it, and that's it. For my family, for my dad.
And then there are the schools and nearly 150,000 Department of Education workers in New York City. The vaccination numbers are impressive, especially among principals and teachers, but there are still thousands of workers who can introduce the virus to classrooms.
There's a whole bunch of other people who went to this, and the city has no plan.
There is a development on that front tonight. A three-judge state panel that was to take that matter up on Wednesday took it up today, ruled in favor of the city. So New York's vaccine mandate for public school employees is on again. As for hospitals like this one, Mount Sinai West, they continue right down to the wire, Marnie, encouraging all their employees to get their shots.
A hospital system stretched in New York and also across the country. Tom Negevin live for us tonight. Tom, thank you.